接下来就是我刚刚分享到整个团队我们怎么样经历神。接下来
I shared about how the whole team encounter experienced God.
接下来我要分享在我个人比较层面里面怎么经历神。
I want to share about personally how on a personal level how I experienced God.
在诗篇118篇13节讲到
Psalms
118 verse 13. 他们极力推我。
They strongly push me.
要我跌倒。
Wants me to fall down.
耶和华。
But Lord.
却帮助了我。
Help me.
他们极力推我。
They tried everything to push me down.
要我跌倒。
Want me to fall.
耶和华。
But Lord.
却帮助了我。
Help me.
因为我们是整个团队的领队，我是团队的领队。
Because I'm the whole leader for the whole team.
我觉得仇敌要一直把我推倒，这样子。
The enemy tries to push me back.
所以在第一天、到了训练的地方
So the first day when I was at the camp, boot camp
晚上睡觉的时候
At night when I was sleeping
我整夜都在咳嗽
I was coughing every
没办法睡觉
I couldn't sleep
我早上起来的时候
When I got up
病恹恹的
I was sick
我知道我好像马上要生病了
I know that I'm about to get sick
我那天可以休息一下
And I took a rest.
然后准备接下来的征战。
To prepare the battle that follows.
那时候我里面就不断的祷告。
So I kept praying inside of me.
那这句话就在我里面。
But this word came to me.
仇敌要一直把我推倒。
The enemy is trying to push me down.
让我没办法带领我们的团队。
I cannot lead my team.
但耶和华帮助了我。
But the Lord helped me.
那一天很快的就恢复了。
That day I quickly recovered.
然后我们到了台南。
When I was at Tainan,
上帝开了一个很奇妙的门。
God opened an amazing door for me.
我们早上的学校
that the morning school
是慈济的学校。
It's actually one of the Buddhist
慈济国中国小。
Oh, the Buddhist organization in Taiwan opened this school.
上帝开了门。
God opened this door.
但仇敌不高兴。
But the enemies were very happy.
所以我们从慈济早上在慈济。
So at this 慈济 organization,
下午到下午的学校的时候
to go to this afternoon school,
中间要开车40分钟
we have to drive for 40 minutes.
我们当地的志工叫 Tina 开着车带我们去下一个学校
the local Taiwanese helper called Tina drove us there.
我在车上睡觉
I was trying to take, sleep
他们也在睡觉
they were sleeping in the car.
突然被惊醒过来
suddenly we're awoke.
我们的车子在高速公路上打转了七八圈。
Our car on the highway was spinning.
我那时候就只能讲说：“耶稣救我们，耶稣救我们。”
I kept screaming, "Jesus save us!"
然后往后看
，and I turned back.
高速公路
highway,
有没有车子过来
？Other cars coming my way.
哇，车子远远的在后面
，and there were cars coming.
而且慢慢的停下来
，and they were slowing down.
我就看着我们车子在中间打转
，and I kept our car.
我看见上帝的手。
I saw God's hand.
不让车子放在最旁边。
Did not move the car to the side.
就是不到中间。
Not stay in the middle.
也不到最右边。
And not to the.
就在中间打转。
Exactly in the middle lane.
然后上帝使他的速度慢慢的下来。
And slowly God let this car.
而且上帝把我们车子放到最后的时候放到最右边。
God slowly, the car slowed down and God's hand slowly pushed the car to the right.
我们一到右边的时候
Once we arrived on
the right hand side, 车子就咻过去了
And the cars start zooming through
哇我看见上帝的手在拖着我们
wow,
也看到这是一个多么大的属灵征战当我们踏进仇敌的领域仇敌是多么的生气
I saw how God's hand personally protected us saved us from this accident
但是我们有一个伟大奇妙的神与我们同在
And the enemies weren't happy but we have an amazing God on our side
你知道后来我才发现是为什么吗
Do you know realize what happened that day?
我觉得这真的只有上帝知道怎么会发生这些事情但是我相信仇敌在工作是我抱着我的包包很重的包包在睡觉
Do you know what happened? I was sleeping on the car. I have a bag, really heavy bag in front of me.
然后我的包包撞到那个整个换速档
My back hit the gear shift.
然后那个速度从最高速变成最低速。
The gears went from the highest gear to the lowest gear.
对，所以事情就这样发生了。
And this is how that happened that day.
怎么会有这种事情发生
？How did this even happen?
只有上帝知道。
Only God.
但是仇敌不会放过我们。
But The enemy wouldn't let us go.
感谢主保护了我们。
Thank God he protected us.
然后继续仇敌继续来攻击。
Enemies kept attacking us.
但我们的神更大。
But our God is greater.
接下来我这一次就是一直咳嗽，一直咳嗽，一直咳嗽。
I kept coughing and coughing.
如果你知道你咳嗽，就是晚上睡不着。
You know, when you cough, you can't sleep at night.
有三个晚上，我几乎晚上没睡什么觉。
And there are three nights that I barely slept.
早上起来。
When I got up the next day,
我就有一个意念。
I have a thought.
我要选择神。
I need to choose God.
赶快到神面前。
To come quickly before God.
还是继续选择我这个很疲倦的身体。
Or I choose my weak body.
那赶快选择神了哦。
Of course, I chose God.
拼命的祷告。
I kept praying.
迫切的祷告。
Earnestly praying.
直到神超自然能力临到我。
Until God's supernatural strength came on me.
好像那天早上就有超自然能力临到我身上。
And that day, it's like supernatural strength came on me.
让我一点都好像没有感觉到昨天晚上是没睡觉的。
And I didn't feel like I didn't sleep well last night.
我觉得是神的能力在拖着我。
It was God's strength holding me up.
接下来身体疲倦了，对吗？
Right, your body was tired.
仇敌就开始用耳朵开始讲很负面的话在我耳边。
Enemy started saying, speaking so negative things.
让我看到一些很负面的事情。
Let me saw so very negative things.
就在耳边说，干嘛来台湾那么辛苦啊
？And then he kept saying, why came to Taiwan?
睡也睡不好。
I couldn't sleep. You couldn't sleep well.
有很多的状况。
Many things happened.
干嘛来台湾啊
？Why bother to come to Taiwan?
我就里面开始感觉不对啊。
I start feeling.
怎么有这种想法呢
？I start feeling this is not right.
不对，不对，不对。
No, this can't be.
我来这里是有目的、有使命的。
I have a mission. I have a purpose here.
所以呢，我就赶快去祷告。
So I prayed.
我就去祷告。
I went praying.
可是我觉得好像还不够。
I felt that was enough.
我就找了一个姐妹。
I found a sister.
她是比较成熟的姐妹。
She's more mature.
我说我需要一起来祷告。
I need us to pray together.
我就跟她一起祷告。
We prayed together.
我就把我里面很真实的情形。
I told her.
在神面前。
I told her the things happened in my heart before God.
对，我也到神。I also prayed to God. I mean, with her. 我到神面前。
I prayed to God.
Yeah, 很真实把我里面的光景跟神倾倒出来。
Told God what's happening in my heart.
我把我里面那种负面的感受跟神讲。
Told God about the negative feelings I had.
但是我跟神说。
But I said to God.
我要选择耶稣基督。
I choose Christ.
我要耶稣基督的生命。
I want Jesus Christ.
我要耶稣基督的谦卑。
I want Jesus Christ's humility.
我要耶稣基督的态度。
Jesus Christ's attitude.
当我跟神这样的一个祷告的时候。
When I pray like this to God.
我觉得马上。
Immediately,
那种超自然的恩典又临到我。
That supernatural grace came upon
me. 那上帝的爱就一直充满我，一直充满我，一直充满我。
God's love kept filling me over and over again.
我就觉得说，他们极力推我。
And I said to myself, they even though they try to push me,
要我跌倒
，about to fall.
耶和华却帮助了我。
But the Lord helped me.
只要赶快到神的面前。
As long as I come to God,
神在神凡事都能。
Everything is possible with God.
这就是我个人所经历神的部分。
This is how I personally experience God.
我们的神永远是得胜的。
Our God is always victorious.
我们继续来看谢灵几个的见证。
Let's watch Sheling's testimony.